You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to listen to something I just preached about 3 days ago at Island Community Church. I've entitled this, What Will Be the Signs? Pestilence. Many times have I taught through Matthew 24, what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of the world? And so many times, you know, you go through it, and pestilence, occasionally you might explain what that means, you know. But rarely have we come to the time like there is now of seeing a pestilence that is on the grandest stage right now, I mean, relating to dominating the news and stopping world progress. I just read today the price of oil is down 33% overnight. Why? Pestilence. And Jesus said, these are some of the signs that you'll know He's coming back near. He's coming back soon. Pestilence. And indeed, He is near. He says, even at the doors. I don't believe He's sitting down anymore at the right hand of God. I believe He's standing now. And He's standing at the doors. And His return is near. And He's given us signs to recognize His return is near. Sometimes we blow off signs and say they've always been going on. Think of the rainbow, friend. The rainbow is a sign. Read Genesis chapter 9, starting in verse 11. The signs of the rainbow. It's a sign. It's a promise that God is merciful and God is good and God won't flood this world again like He did before. So that's where we're going with this. This will play here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Part one of this message, what will be the signs?
It's time once again to stop and consider if Jesus is trying to get our attention through the various events that are taking place in our country and around the world. I want to go through Matthew chapters 24 and 25, Revelation 13, maybe a few other passages of Scripture, maybe not in that order, and not all today. But I kind of feel like the disciples. When I see certain things taking place here on earth, from Christians getting killed to earthquakes and droughts, I feel like the disciples, and I want to ask the Lord the inevitable question. Are you coming back soon? Let me say from the beginning to those that might ask, why am I preaching this again? Answer? So that those that are here for the very first time can hear this important truth. Secondly, so that you can earn another ribbon towards your journey of being professional Christians. Anyone here upset today that you know the Word? Well, raise your hand. I mean, this is what we want, right? This is what I want. I want to see a church full of professional Christians that know the word, that'll never be deceived. Because that's Jesus' number one warning today. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? He says, take heed that you're not deceived. The Esposito definition of deceive, you might want to write it down. You're going to hear it again. It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. I'll play that at 16 speed a little bit later for those that remember turntables. You know, I used to have a Chipmunks record, and then I'd play that sucker at 16 speed, and it's like Bob and Dave singing on a record. It was normal. That's how I discovered what 16 speed meant, was playing the Chipmunks at 16 speed. And then you'd play old Dave Seville, and it'd be like the parents on the Charlie Brown, wah, 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 wah. But you play them Chipmunks, and it's normal. To think that something is something while something is actually something else. To be deceived. Anyway, this was Paul's goal, and it's mine as well. So that all of you would know the word like the back of your hand. And so that Jesus' words won't, and his prophecy won't happen to you. Take heed that no man deceives you. Because I see people deceived all the livelong day. I see people call themselves apostles and invite others to their meeting. They promise them Cadillacs and cash, and people flock to see them. Jim Baker the other day got busted and thrown, and they told him in New York he's selling $150 snake oil for anyone that's got corona. Take some of this oil, or as they would say, some of this earl, and you won't come up with the corona. I thought he learned his lesson before when they put him in jail. Viruses and this stuff, it's not just one of those things. They're signs that Jesus is coming back soon. I'm bewildered how many people I see deceived. Because my other job, I work at a radio station. And there are people that come on, unfortunately, on the radio. And they get on the radio and they promise people things and people call all the time. One person said, I want you to go to Walmart before this meeting, and I want you to go buy a toy car and bring that toy car to my camp meeting tonight. And whatever car you bring, you'll get. And the phone lines would light up like a Christmas tree. But whenever my Billy Graham program breaks and doesn't play and there's dead air, nobody calls. Take heed that no man deceives you. How well do you know the word of God? That's his number one warning of what will be the sign of your coming. Because if you would have known, remember, it's to think that something is something, while something is something else. If you would have known, like Eve or Judas, if you would have known that behind the mask they're all serpents, then you would not do the things that you do. Matthew 24, verse 1. By the way, all these verses I'm going to give you, they're all on the bottom of the handout. Matthew 24, 1. It says, then Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? Amen. Amen, I say to you, assuredly, or verily, verily, whatever Bible you have, it's the Greek word amen. Amen, amen, lego human, that not one stone will be left here upon another that'll not be thrown down. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, here come the questions. Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming? Actually, here's a third one now. And what will be the sign of the end of the age? Three questions. But the first question is not answered here, which has caused a world of confusion in the Presbyterian camp. The first question, when will one stone not be left upon another, is fulfilled in the Gospel of Luke only, not here. Luke chapter 21, verse 20. If you want to keep a finger here, we're going to come back here. Luke chapter 21, verse 20 says this. It says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those that are in the midst of her depart. Let not those that are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things that are written may be fulfilled. Woe to those that are pregnant and those with nursing babies in those days. There will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and they'll be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. You see, that prophecy has already been fulfilled. That's already happened. The temple has already been destroyed, 70 AD. One stone has already not been left upon another. And the Jews have been scattered around the world. All that has already happened. And regarding Israel, if you could just press your thumb on Israel's current condition, keep reading, courtesy of the Son of God. He says, Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles, may I add, like it is today. Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles, next word, is until, meaning it's temporary. What's happened to Israel, what's happening to Israel, it's temporary, not permanent. Jerusalem will be trodden underfoot by Gentiles until, then it says, the times or seasons of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now the Apostle Paul says in Romans 11, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until. Notice again, what's happened to Israel is temporary, not permanent. God's not done with the nation of Israel. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come. Meaning, God has got two distinct plans, and they both specify your end of days. Notice the pattern. It's temporary. Both of those verses. Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles is over. Like I showed you last week, the kingdom of heaven is not, God doesn't call last call. The kingdom of heaven has got a maximum capacity sign outside of it. And once the last Gentile takes the last seat, then God takes his, is there any dogs in here? God takes his gavel and goes, wham! And the door is shut. And that's it. He says it twice. This city is going to be trampled by Gentiles until.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.